Greetings, greetings in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The time is 9:06. I want to thank Kokecho Mukanzi for doing a show called Stringles and Talk. I have just entered. He has just finished his show now. My name is John Mamawolo. I'm doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. I welcome you tonight in the show. Remember when we start the show, we start the show with prayer. I want you to listen to these songs that will be playing and making you to feel welcome. And I'll be with you just now. Stay blessed. Yeah, as I promised you that I'll be back, and indeed I'm back. Time to meditate is going to be awesome. Tonight we're talking about money. Money, 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 money. My name is John Mamawolo. The time is 6:15. What a beautiful Saturday in South Africa. It is raining. I don't know wherever you are, how is the weather, but here it is raining. Raining very strong. But I want to say to you, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now, we remember when we start this show, we start the show with prayer. Now, before I left, after I left, there was a song that was playing by Emmanuel, by Elijah, on his album, Show Us Glory. Elijah Oyelende. That's a song that was playing saying, Emmanuel. Now, the song that is playing is say, I am the way. I am the way. I am the why. That's what he's saying there by Elijah. Now, we are going to pray. When we pray, we are going to do this. We pray tonight. We'll use the song that say, draw me closer. Then after the song we'll pray. Now we are praying, inviting God to be with us by the song that says, draw me closer. Draw me closer. You are my desire. You are my desire. That's the song that we are praying with by Michael W. Smith. Draw me closer. Now let me pray. Pray with me wherever you are. That Lord, you are my desire. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are praying tonight. What a beautiful Saturday. We thank you, Lord. You have been with us from in the morning until this evening on the show that is called Time to Meditate. I pray to each and every one who is listening. I pray to each and every one who is still gonna listen as we continue with the show. I'm saying, Lord, because we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Wherever they are, Lord, restore their hearts restore their soul. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, Lord. I'm saying, Father Lord, dear Lord, restore their heart, restore their soul. In Jesus' name, Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Father Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You are Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. And that is Michael W. Smith. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for the soul. And you are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. We do this show every day from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Today it is Saturday, a beautiful Saturday. And I believe that as I speak now, there are people who were at work today. They were working. So tonight we are going to talk about money. The reason why people are going to work, we go to work because we want money. And that's what we are talking about tonight, talking about money, 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 money. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. It is awesome. Our number 0328946585. That is our WhatsApp number 0328946585. Let's do this.
Time to meditate with John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
transformation.
have done so much for me. I wanna testify of where you brought me from and where I am today. But my words are not enough. You have done so much for me.
You are everlasting. Your name is Emmanuel. I have whatever I have to testify. Now tonight, I don't know. You can just talk to me. I don't know what. How was your day? Myself, I was at Pretoria. There was this marathon. It was called Jacaranda Challenge. I was there. I managed to run. It was not easy, but by the grace of God, we made it. By the grace of God, we made it. It was not easy. Now, what I have learned there, you must run with your pace. I have learned that in life, don't compare with anyone. Because when you compare with anyone, you will end up being in a problem. Because as I was running there, I saw people, some of them, they fainted as they ran. Some they had to quit because of difficulties. Maybe, I don't know, because I want to say to you that do whatever that you do with your own pace. Don't compare yourself with someone. Just be yourself. That's what I've learned tonight. I mean, this morning as I was running there, it was not easy. But I don't know you. What have you learned today? I know that as I speak, there are people who are coming from work. Some are going to work. Now I want to say to you that may God continue to restore your heart. May God continue to restore your soul. That is what I'm saying tonight, that may God restore your heart and restore your soul. The song that is playing in the background is just saying that your will be done. Let your will be done. By Jimmy D. Samist, Mighty Man of War. Let your will be done. I know that you may be going through a lot. You may be going through challenges. You may be going through things that when you look, you're asking yourself, but why me? Now Jimmy D is just saying, let your will be done in my life. Let your will be done in my family. Have your way in my life. Have your way in my heart. Have your way in my family. Now tonight, as I told you, that we are speaking about money. I know that you may be coming from work today. Reason is you wanted money. Reason for you going to work, one thing. Money. That is what we are talking about tonight. Talking about money. It's going to be awesome, and it is already awesome. Money. My name is John Mamabolo. I'm presenting the show that is called Time to Meditate. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You can interact with us in the studio on the following number: 083 0724894658. That is our WhatsApp number. That is our SMS number. That is our call number. Or you can send us a Skype, BTGM Radio. Or send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can chat to us on our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. I am John Mamavulo doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. I don't know what happened to you today. You may feel down, you may feel that why, but I want to say to you as we meditate, we look back of what we have done during the day. In the evening now, that is where we sit down, we start reflecting and see that what we have done, are we happy with it? It's going to be awesome, it's going to be good. I believe that your life will never be the same again. We're going to play this song, that saying Our Father by Don Moon. Just continue to enjoy the song that is going to play, and we'll be back. We'll continue as we're talking about money, 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 money.
hear our prayer. We are your children, and we've gathered here today.
We have gathered here today. We have gathered tonight in this show that is called Time to Meditate, where we are going to meditate and talk about money. If you have just joined me now tonight, I am John Mamawolo presenting the show that is called Time to Meditate. We are about the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. That is who we are. Whatever that it takes for a soul. With me, myself, and I. I believe that God is going to help us. And there are things that you will learn as we continue, as we're talking about money. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. By dawn moon, I will see. In his album, I will see our Father who art in heaven. Forgive our sins, we pray. Let's read. We're talking about money. As we are meditating. Money. When we go to work each and every morning, we go in there for money. When we wake up and going to work in the morning, we're going to work because of money. Now, it. Whatever that we doing, some people kill each other. Because of money. Because of money. That's what we are going to talk about. When we go to work because of money. Some of us, sometimes we find that you're doing too much overtime because of money. That's what you're talking about. You're talking about money. Now let's read Ephesians chapter number 10. But it is very important that we started from number 8. The heading said the vanity of wealth and honor. But we're going to read 10. But it is very important that we start from number 8. In some country, you will see poor people who are forced to work very hard. You will see that this is not fair to them. It is against their right. But don't be surprised. The ruler who forces them to work has another ruler who forced him. And there is still another ruler who forced both of the rulers. Remember, we are talking about money. We just read Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to start at 10, but we started in verse number 8. Now, I just read it in English, Revised Version. Okay. Now, it's saying, let me just read it in Good News. Yeah, Good News. Can we read it? Yeah, let's read it in Good News. Don't be surprised when you see that the government oppresses the poor and deny them justice and their rights. Every official is protected by someone higher, and both are protected by still higher officers. Alright. That's not what we focus in, but the reason why I wanted us to start from verse number 8. I started in verse number 8 so that you can understand. Now, when we go to verse number 10, it's saying, those who love money will never be satisfied with the money they have. Those who love wealth will not be satisfied when they get more and more. This is also senseless. Those who love money will never be satisfied with the money they have. Those who love wealth will not be satisfied when they get more and more. This is also, I mean, when we go to work, we go to work because of money. If it couldn't have been money, or if it couldn't be because we want to buy things to eat, we couldn't have been at work. But we go to work because we want money. Because if you don't work, you're not going to get money. But here we are just told that those who love money will never be satisfied with the money they have. Now tonight as we meditate, I'm saying, we need to be satisfied with the money that we have. But it is not easy, because the money will not reach. The money that you are getting, because we have sometimes entered in too much debt, it will not make what we call the it will not make me to be comfortable because of what we call like money that we are getting. Now I want to give you an example. Look at yourself now from the first day when you went to work. The first day when they hired you. They hired you in that company, and you said to them that whatever that you're giving me, it is fine. Whatever that you give me, it is fine. But as the times goes on, you started realizing that whatever that they are giving me, it is not enough. Whatever that they giving me, it is not enough. But at first you have agreed, and you said that it is fine. The first time when you joined that company, they promised you that we will give you 2 rand. And that 2 rand, because you were still new or fresh from varsity, fresh from college, fresh from university, fresh from technicons, fresh from school, it was somehow you were feeling like it is fine with whatever that they giving you. Now I want to tell you something. When you go to work, you went there, you accepted whatever that they gave you. You accepted whatever that they gave you. You did not have a problem with the money that they were giving you. You were able to do whatever that you wanted to do with the money. But because of not being satisfied, you end up buying things which are bigger than your salary. Let's say they were giving you 5 rand. Then you started to enter into the debt, which now the debt are 7 rand. Now the debts are more than your salary because of money. And because of that, you failing now to be faithful to God in terms of tithe. You failing of doing things because you realized that you have your debt, it's more than the salary. As tonight we're talking about money. You will be able to understand, and God will be able to help you to come out from those debts. That is the prayer of my heart. I'm praying tonight as we continue with the show that may God change your life. May God restore your heart. May God restore your soul. Because He is God. He won't leave you or forsake you. He will always be with you. We're talking about money. Money. We are but the greatest radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. The time is 6:47 CAT Central Time. 6:47 CIT Central Time. We are but the greatest radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Our number is 083-289-4658. 083-289-4658. That is our WhatsApp number. Or you can use the very same number to SMS us. You can use the same number to call us. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. Let me repeat the email. radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio. Or you can chat to us on our website www.bythegrace.org. There's a chat box there that you can chat to us. It is awesome, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Now, let me just say, consuming fire. Consuming fire. Just enjoy this song, Consuming Fire, by Jim B. He's saying consuming fire. Consuming fire. That is a James D. Psalmist. Consuming fire. Let consuming fire manifest in my life. Let it manifest. As you're listening to us, may the fire of God consume you. May the fire of God manifest in your life. His name is Jehovah. His name is Alpha. Talking about Mali, Madi, Chelete. Chelete and Toyoreka. Tonight we're talking about money. Now, I don't know in your language, what do you call it? I remember I went to... I'm not sure if it's Lesotho or Botswana. I think it's Botswana. They said to me, Otsiri Madina. Now, for me, I did not understand. You know about Otsiri Madi? I thought they saying, do I have a blood? That's what now I thought. Until they were just saying, do you have money? Now, there's other people, they said, mashallah. They call money mashallah. Runawi say chelete. Bombar machangura. I don't know in language what do you call it. I know this is Tuti Tali. They call it another name. Maybe are the ones who are saying machangura. In the Tuti Tali. That's what we are talking about tonight. Ephesians chapter 5. We started from 8, but I was interested in verse number 10. When it says that those who love money will never be satisfied with the money they have. I mean, if you love money, you won't be satisfied with what you have. Obviously, when we change company from one company to another, it's because of money. When we study and doing the whatever that we are doing, we're doing it for money. We're doing it for money. I know that some people, they said, but all are the peanuts. Get the peanuts. But when we work, we do it for money. Because here, Solomon is just saying, those who have money will never be satisfied with the money they have. Those who have wealth will only be satisfied when they get more. In other words, it doesn't matter how much do they give you. But if you are not satisfied with it, it will not be enough. Sometimes we used to say, Wawana, if the company can increase my money maybe by 4,000, I will survive. After they increase it, and then now there comes the thing of saying that, okay, fine, after 3 months, back to square one. So it is very important to be satisfied with the money that we're having. But it's not easy, as I say. The love of money increase in proportion as money itself increase. The love of money increases in proportion as money itself increase. In other words, when I love money, the money will increase. Alright? Now... Some people, how many people do you know, they have killed their wife, they have killed their family because of money, 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 money? How many people they have entered into the policies because of money? Because they tell you that we cover your wife to almost 4 million. When she dies, you inherit that money. Now, people, they end up being killing their wife because of money. Many people, they end up being killing themselves because of money. Because before they have agreed, but their agreement somehow stopped. And now they started what? Fighting. Now they started fighting and saying that, but now why? But why? We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. So let's just fix something. I'll be back with you just now. Now, one thing I desire by Tony, then as we fix something.
And that one thing will I seek for, that I may dwell. In his house and inquire in his temple. And behold the beauty of my beautiful Savior. Goes like this. David said this. One thing that I desire from the Lord, oh my, that one will I seek for, that I may dwell within his house and inquire in his temple and behold the beauty of the Lord. I'm not worried and I'm not dismayed. I never will run away. Come at me, they're gonna focus, for your power will conquer all. It's just one place I wanna be, Lord God. That place is one thing that I desire from the Lord. Yes, that one thing will I seek for, that I may dwell within his house and inquire in his temple. And behold the beauty of the Lord. So beautiful. Yeah. I don't worry and I'm not dismayed. Never will run away, no. I won't fear my enemies, no. Oh, no, no. But when they come with me, they're gonna fall. Yes, Lord. Your power will conquer all. There's just one thing I want to see. Help us, help us, help us.
One thing that I desire from the Lord. That one thing will I seek for.
That I may dwell within his house and inquire in his temple. And behold.
One thing that I desire. One thing that I desire. That is what Tony Matlen is saying. That one thing that I desire. Remember, we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul, whatever that it takes for a soul, time to meditate. It is awesome. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. We're talking about money, 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 money. We're talking about money, 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 money. You can you, some they call it chalet, a chalet, a chalet, a chalet. So, the time is 7:05. 7:05. We read in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse number 10. I'm going to repeat it. It's saying that those who love money will never be satisfied with the money they have. Those who love money. All right. Once again, let's just do this. We'll be back now. Let me just play this song. Just enjoy the song. That is Lucky Dube saying, up we go, down we dope. What he was trying to say there, he was trying to say that I know he was a good man, but somehow cocaine have changed the man. What I want to say is, we can say that I know that you were a good man, but money have changed you. I know that you were a good person, you were respecting people, but money have now changed you. I know that you were a listening boy, but money have changed you. How many people that you know in your life that you have grown with them as maybe your friends, but now money have changed that person? How many people you know that now when they look at their mother, they said, "You are our sailor because of money. All right. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Time to meditate with me, myself, and I. What a beautiful Saturday. Kisipiti piti is a traffic. Yabatu. I'm seeing traffic yabatu on the street. Some are going up and down. They are doing this and this and this. They are going up and down. They are going up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. So that is what is happening, that they're going up and down. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for the soul. Now let's carry on. I gave you Ephesians 5:10. Those who love money will never be satisfied with the money they have. Those who love wealth will not be satisfied when they get more and more. This is also senselessness. Now, when we go to Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 8, it said, "I saw a man who has no family, not a son or even a brother, but he continued to work very hard. He is never satisfied with what he has. And he works so hard that he never stops and ask himself, why am I working so hard? Why don't I let myself enjoy my life?" This is also a very bad and senselessness thing. Here he's saying that he saw a man without a family, without a child, without a wife, without anybody. This person is working very strong, wake up in the morning, working. Reason for that is they're doing that for money. They're doing that for money. That is what is happening. Whatever that is happening, money. People, some of people, they respect you because you have money. People, they associate with you because you have money. If you don't have money, they won't associate with you. People, they associate with you because of what you are having. If you don't have anything, they won't associate with you. That is what people will do. We only associate with you when you have something. Now, if you don't have something, then we can't associate with you. If you don't have money, they tell you that you are not in our list. You are not in our budget. Like we are not in our budget. That is what people they do because of money. Now even now, this thing, it has filtered in the church where they give you the post. Because money. They give you still a good again because you have money, you're able to provide money. Ne? You're able to provide money to them. So, because of the position, people are because of money, they give you the position because you have money. Now, you get the post of being something because you have money. Now, here we are told that I saw a man who has no family, nor a son, or even a brother, but he continued to work very hard. He is never satisfied with what he has. And he works so hard that he never stops and asks himself, why am I working so hard? Because of money. Now, let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 6, 7. People work and work to feed themselves, but they are never satisfied. People work themselves to feed. We work hard and hard, but you never satisfied. Money. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for the soul. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 15, 16 said, greedy people know only two things. Give me and give me. There are three other things that are never satisfied. Really, four things that never have enough. The place of death, a human with no children, dry ground that need rain, and a fire that will never stop by itself. We're talking about money. Some they say money. As they're calling money. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 10. It said, the love of money causes all kind of evil. Some people have turned away from what we believe because they want to get more money, get more and more money. But they have caused themselves a lot of pain and sorrows. The Bible says the love of money, it have caused many people a problem and sorrows. The love of money. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Remember, we're talking about money. That the love of money causes all kind of evil. And some people have turned away from what we believe because they want to get more and more money. But they have caused themselves a lot of pain and sorrows. Remember, tonight we're talking about money. Now, where we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, 10, it's saying that people who are not satisfied with money, they do whatever they do, but still, even if they get more money, they're not satisfied. Here, we are told in the book of Timothy that the love of money has caused kinds of evil. It have causes all kinds of evil. And some people have turned away from what we believe because of money. Now, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul You can interact with us on the following number, 083-289-4658. 083-289-4658. That's the number that you can use to WhatsApp. You can use the very same number to SMS. You can use the very same number to call us. Or you can even go to Skype on BTGM Radio to call us. You can even go to our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. There's a chat box on the right-hand side of your display. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. As we're talking about money. Money has cost all kinds of evil. Some people that we know, they have turned away from what we believe because of money. Now, you know, there are people now who are selling things, doing things like changing the belief that we know, changing the gospel that we know because of money. Money. Now, they have changed things, they did things in another way. Reason being, because of money. People that we know, they have diverted to the truth. They have diverted to what they've been taught, to what they knew. But because of money, now they have diverted. Now money is now ruling in the church. In the church, for them to give you the post in the church, they look at money. Then they will give you the post. That's why I'm saying the money has somehow entered and it has destroyed a lot of things. Even in the family, if you don't have money, you are nothing. You are nothing. If you don't have money, you don't have money, you are nothing. They will even leave you because you don't have money. The money has caused too much errors. People are fighting for the position because of money. People are killing to each other because of money. Husbands and wife, they are killing each other because of the policies that they made so that they can get money. Remember some policies, they tell you that if you join this policy, when one of you dies, if your wife dies, and then we give you 50,000, or I mean, we give you 1 million or 20 million, then you end up in killing your wife because of what they told you. Some people, they end up in killing their children because of they have joined, they put their children they put their children to the policies where they know that after it a lump sum or after 5 years, when you claim you're going to get 6 million, then they end up being killing. When you see people robbing people on the street or even in the shops, it's because of money. When we wake up in the morning, we're going in the morning to work, we're working for money. When you see people doing sorts of things, raising is because of money. Because if you don't have money, like according to people, you are nothing. What kind of a person are you if you don't have money? I hear many people, they say that a beautiful man is not his face, is the money. As this fact was, but tonight we're talking about money. Or chelete, it made people to it have destroyed many families. When you read in the book of Titus chapter 1 verse 11, it said, these people must be stopped because they are destroying whole family by teaching what they should not teach. They teach only to cheat people and make money. You know those people what I'm talking about. What they're interested is money. They're no longer speaking the truth. They're no longer teaching the truth because of money. People have diverted to what they know. There's an era that happened. If you can see even Judas Iscariot, the reason why Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus, it was because of money. We do things because of money. we do a lot of things because of money. We even sell our family. I remember I had a story. There was another man who he was gambling. After he gambled, they ate his money by gambling. He decided to gamble with the wife. The wife didn't know. The wife was just surprised when he see people coming. They said, "We are here to take you. You now belong to us because your husband has made he betted with you at where we were doing things because of money." How many people that you know, they are friends, that they kill somebody because of money? But the Bible tells us that the love of money causes kind of evil. But we want the money. Hawana mutu asara din chile. Tikao fela watu barata chile, rata chile. That's why we go to work. But you just say the love of money. Like you end up being praying for money. The way you love money. Chile de gasu fete. If they say let's go and pray, you say no. No. Let's wait. I want money. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts of the people. I am John Mamawuru doing the show that is called Time to Meditate, 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. The time is 7:26. 7:26 CAT, South African Central Time. Wherever you are here in South Africa, is somehow raining. Wherever you are, I don't know in your country if it's raining or not, but you are listening into by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. So let's just say this song, Let Your Will Be Done, as we are going to a break, then we will come back. So we'll say Let Your Will Be Done, and then when we come back, we will continue.
Let your will be done.
the grace radio.
Just for kids.
Oh, end up with a woman. Not a dream, I by the grace ministry. So, we didn't want to die now.
We're going to grab by the grace radio number 3, Shira Guest Street, Rubber Ridge, Extension 2, La Midran, 1685.
Nara Drea, those of the minister of this administration.
By the grace radio station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
And who is a farmer? We don't need to go follow up on the Shira Radio, but then I got.
Yeah, we're going to reach the phone number 0732 69 273 1.
So, as I was telling you that we're speaking about chelete, money. To our listener who are just listening now, who have just joined now, we are by the grace radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. We want to say to you, we love you and we appreciate you listening. Our number is 0832894658. 0832894658. Those numbers is the same number. You can use it to call, you can use it to SMS, you can use it to Skype, to WhatsApp us. Or you can call 0732692731. You can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can chat to us, www.radio.bythegrace.org. Now, what's happening is today is Saturday. People are going up and down. They went up and down. Today, it's a petty on the road. Now, it's a petty somehow too, but they doing whatever that they do. Some they're going to do Lala Vuka today. And they're going to forget that on Monday they won't have money. And tonight, as we're talking about money, I don't know in your language what we say, but Bawang they call it Majangura. Some they call it Madi. Some they call it Chelete. Some they call it money. Now, the love of money, it bring what? If you love money. The love of money, it's the root of all kind, meaning when you love money. But we all want money. When I go to work in the morning, one thing that I'm doing is because of money. Now I'm going to have my visitor tonight by the name of Pastor Pet, as we're going to continue. But now before I go to him, I want to continue reading in the book of Ephesians chapter 10 verse number 19. But we'll start from 18. It said, if someone who is too lazy to work, their house will begin to leak and the roof will fall in. Remember, when we go to work, we're going to work for one thing, to get money. There's nothing else that taking us to work. If somebody can say, I just work for fun, I never heard somebody saying to me, I'm just working for fun. I never heard somebody like that saying, now when I work, I only work for fun. Whoever who is going to work, we go to work for one thing, to get money. That is why sometimes you see we even throw our CV, we send our CV to different companies so that we can have money. We do comparison. When they call me, you first check, okay, now here I was getting 2 rand, there I must get 5 rand. We're working for money, but we never satisfied with the money. We never satisfied with the money. Now listen to verse 19. It said, Ephesians 10, it said, people enjoy eating and wine making makes life happier, but money solve a lot of problem. Here it said money solve a lot of problem. But when you read to Timothy, it said like the love of money is a kind of all evils. But here we are told that money solves all the problem. Now which is true, because with money, I mean, you can command everything. People who are having money, they say whatever that they say and it happens. They say whatever that they want to say and it happens. Because they have money. They have money. We're talking about money. When you see people killing each other, it's because of money. We all have the policies, we all have everything. But we do that because of money. Now, I like when God visited Solomon, he said, "What can I do for you?" Solomon was supposed to say, "I need money," but he said, "I need wisdom." Now, if you have wisdom, you will be able to control or manage your money. It's 7:37. As we continue to meditate, everyone who have just tuned in now, we appreciate your listening. We appreciate your tuning in. And God is going to help us as we continue to meditate. It is awesome. I'm going to call... I'm going to have Pastor Pat in a studio. Let's say Ecclesiastes 6 verse number 2. After that I will get him. It's going to be awesome talking about money. In your language, I don't know what you call it, but money. Now I'm just going to get him now. But I'm going to get him with the song that is saying, I'm gonna get him now with the song. Then I will get him. Just enjoy this song as I'm going to get my visitor tonight. The song that is saying, "I'm going higher." Just enjoy the song. And then I will get Pastor Pet. I think I'm going to be with him for 20 minutes or so. Because we're supposed to close our show at 9 o'clock. But we'll see. But it's going to be awesome. It is awesome already. Just enjoy the song. Good evening. Let's try to get him again. Greetings. Hello. Okay, alright. It seems that we are struggling to get him, but just enjoy this song. We'll try something to get him. Hey. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter the circumstances, what people say. It is working for my good. It is working for your good. It doesn't matter what people they say about you, but it is working. The time is 7:42. What a beautiful Saturday. Time to meditate with myself and I, Pastor John Mamaulo. We're talking about money, where we just say that those who love money will never be satisfied with the money they have. Those who love wealth will never be satisfied when they get more and more. This is also successless. But when you go to where it say that, it said money can solve all the problems. Money can solve all the problems, which is true. With money, you're able to do whatever that you want to do, and it works for you very well. With money, you can command whatever that you want to command. With money, whatever that you want to say, money will do for you. But what I'm saying to you, that how many people do you know that they did a silly things because of money? They were not supposed to do it, but because of money, they did it. How many people you know that they did that? Because they were not satisfied with the money. Now what I want to say to you is we need to be satisfied with the money that we are getting. I know it's too small, it's too little. It can't close my debt because I have entered into too much debt. You found that maybe at company they are giving me 500. But my debt is 600. But before when I joined the company, you find that it was enough. It was enough. But because we love things rather than two. Now, sometimes I compare my life with someone. Oriana is driving twin cab. Now I'm driving. Maybe I'm working with a taxi or something. Whereas I must not compare myself with anyone. I want to say to everyone who is just listening now tonight, don't compare yourself with anyone. Just be yourself. Just be yourself, because when you compare yourself with anyone, you will end up being getting into too much debt. Or no, mama ngurekile koloi, and then meaning now I must buy it. Ngasapalege mama, until you don't know his budget. You don't know how we plan things. We're not planning things the same. We our budget is not the same. Now I must be myself with whatever that I have, as long as it can be able to sustain me. How many people you know that they did those things? How many people you know that they have done that? But we believe and hope that Heavenly Father will help us and guide us through this, so that we can be able to manage money very well, because money is the root of all evil. When you love money, it's a problem. That is why when you read in Matthew 6:24, it said you cannot serve two masters at the same time. You will hate one and love the other, or you will be loyal to one and not care about the other. You cannot serve God and money at the same time. Meaning, you cannot serve God and money at the same time. Is the money also, it needs its own time. Remember, we're talking about money. Chelet. People work hard and hard to feed themselves, but they are never satisfied. Mamela, we work hard and hard. Some of us, we work 7 days in a row without resting. Monday to Monday, Monday to Sunday, Monday to Sunday, without resting. Because we want money. But still we don't get what we want. We still want more. We still want more. And sometimes we end up getting into the things because we're not satisfied. Sometimes we end up joining this gangster of selling drugs or something, because I want money. Now you can talk to me tonight. You can call me. You can WhatsApp me and ask me. Whatever that you want to know, you can comment. I want to ask you a question. Why money? Because it said that money, it can solve a problem. Money can solve a problem. Money sometimes can build a family. Money can destroy the family. Money can, that's how money is. It can do a lot of things. But tonight I want to say to you that be satisfied with the money that you have. I know that it's not easy, but just be satisfied with whatever that you have. You will be able to live a peaceful life. My man, some of us, we can't even sleep because we're thinking that, ish, yeah, man, ish. You know, I owe someone. I owe so. That's a problem. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts of the people. So now I'm just going to try again to try to find out if I can't find Pastor Pet. That's what I'm going to try. Maybe I'll find him, but let's do this.
Time to meditate. John Mamolo. 6 to 9 p.m. By the grace of transformation.
My God is good.
Yeah, so I thought I would get them, but I think it's because it's raining. Maybe wherever they are, the signal is not bad. I mean, it's bad on their side, but it's fine. We will continue. As we're talking about money, the time is 7:49. We left with 10 minutes to sign off. We were going to sign off at 9, but we will sign off at 8 o'clock. God will help us. Money. Those who love money will never be satisfied. And the money causes a problem. But the other one says that without the money, you're in a problem. But if you have money, you're able to solve all the problems. Laughter and bread go together, and wine gives sparkle of life. But it is money that makes the world go around. When you see the world like it's money. Like now, next year we are going to the elections. It's money. Parties, they want to rule in order for money. This corruption is money. It is money. There are people, for instance, of whom God shows everything. Money, poverty, property, all they ever wanted to dream of. Okay. Alright. As we're talking about money. So now it said, Get wisdom is worth more than money. Choose insight over income every time. It just say that you must prefer my life discipline over chasing after money, and God knowledge over navigating. Meaning, you must allow God to rule in your heart, so that you can be able to be able to be controlled. Ne? To be able to know to put your things in order. Because as I told you that there are people that we're getting 500, but my debt are 1,000. I mean, what's going to happen? Because we have used money in a wrong way. And then we end up being trying to rob the bank or to do something to clear the thing that we have. But tonight I believe that the Heavenly Father, God of Heaven, I pray that God may cancel our debt. May angel of God come and help us so that whoever that we are owing, it should be cancelled. Because let me tell you, if you are in debt, you can't work well. If you don't have money, you can't work well at work. When you work, you're thinking you're going to get a little call out. You can't work very well. You can't work very well if you don't have money. The Bible said money makes the world come around. But I want to say to you that you need to manage your money very well. I know people who have died because of money. Whatever that we do, we're doing, the purpose is money. We're doing a lot of things because of money. Wherever you are, I want you to be safe. I know it's raining. If you are driving, you are N1, drive safely. Don't, they say speed kills, relax. Don't rush. What I know is you will reach where you're going. You will reach where you're going. We are by the grace radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Money makes things around. Money makes things happen. That's what they say. Because when we go to work, we are going for money. I never heard saying I'm just going to work for fun. We're not going for fun there. We're going there to get money. Because we believe that money can solve our problem. That's what we believe. Because they say money which will have answered every good purpose and serve for every emergency is too often spent in fasting and revealing. Because some other people, they use money in a wrong way. Because money was supposed to serve for good purpose and for emergencies. But now people, I know people now, because it's Saturday, some they're going to spend their money today at the tavern drinking. Then it's a problem. That's why I'm saying, may God help us and restore our hearts and soul. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, as we're talking about money. We're talking about money. Now, when we go to Ecclesiastes chapter number 7, 11 to 12, it's saying that, I'm going to read it. Wisdom is better if you also have property. Wise people will get more than enough wealth. Wisdom and money can protect you, but knowledge gained through wisdom is better if it can save your life. Now, if you have money and you have wisdom, these two things, they go together. You will be able to do things in a right way. Money is the root cause of the evil. That is money. It is the root cause of the evil, money. Let it rain. It is raining tonight. It is raining wherever that you are. Maybe it's raining wherever you are. But what I know is here in South Africa, it is raining, especially in Gauteng. It is raining. It is pouring. We are excited for it to pour so that we won't have komelo. But I know people are crying, why the rain is raining. But I want to say to you that let it continue to rain. Let it continue to rain. And it is awesome. And we are excited that it shall rain so that we can rakhona ujami roho and so that they should be hotter, because common law is not good. We are going to sign off. The time is 1958. I want to thank everyone who have just tuned in this show tonight, and I appreciate your listening. We are signing off. We will continue tomorrow. I want you to have an evening, a night. May God be with you so that He should protect you as you're sleeping, as you're going to sleep. We thank you. Keep on tuning in every day. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul, wherever you are, we love you. Stay blessed. I'm signing off. It's been good. Bye-bye. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Enjoy the rest of the music. We love you. Cheers.
Consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples will see his glory. Oh, we want to see your glory, God. Oh, God, we want to see your glory.
Open the floor.